This presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
Okay. They look exactly the same. They're the exact same kind of plant, but they grow in different places. And then because of the soil and the things like that, they react differently. So you can think about, let's think about identical twins, okay? They look exactly the same, but one twin, they were separated at birth. And one twin moved over here, over to France, okay, in a little tiny village. And all she does is she just goes around and she picks flowers all day. And she's just so happy to be in France. And her name is Time Linalool. And then we have the other twin, and she was raised in the ghetto in Bronx. And her grandparents were like the biggest mafia people ever. And he said, you know, he would always say, make my day. Or he'd say things like, I can't even remember now what he used to say.
I'll make you an offer you can't
refuse. I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. And that's time all. Okay? They look exactly the same. They have the same parents, right? But because they are growing in different areas, they have different weather, because this poor time all, it is just like weather beating, and so it has to be stronger, right? If it's growing up in the middle of a war zone, it has to be stronger, right? And so we have time all. That is a very hot, very strong oil, but it is a fantastic for fighting bacteria and all that kind of stuff. And then we have Time Linalool, and it's just so happy to wander around, and it just loves all of you. Now, love is a powerful thing, though, isn't it? Love is a very powerful thing. So don't be confused that just because Time Linalool is very gentle and kind to you, that it is not strong inside. Because the French are strong, right? We have a lot of people from England descent, obviously. Otherwise, you would all say, yes, the French are strong. So Time Linalool, even though it is a very kind, gentle oil, it is very strong. It can help fight bacteria and do all those similar kinds of things that time all can do. But it just is gentle because of the environment it was grown in. So, and when you look at the Latin name of these oils, like it'll be written like this. It'll say Time, and whatever Linalool, Time Vulgaris, it'll say Time Vulgaris. And this would be in lowercase, and this would be in uppercase. And then it'll have a CT, and that stands for chemotype. And that'll be in small letters. And then after that, then it'll tell you where it grew up, sort of. So it'll say Linalool after that, or it'll say the Timol after that, okay? Does that make sense? So whenever you see these big, long names, Latin names, and it has the CT, I want you to remember that those were the twins. They got separated at birth, and one of the oils, and Rosemary Verbone and Rosemary Cinnial are sort of the same. Rosemary Verbone also was raised over in the Swiss Alps with Heidi and Peter and the goats frolicking along with grandfather, okay? But Heidi was really strong, right? She still was a very strong girl, was she not? And then we have Rosemary Cinnial, and she was raised on a cattle ranch. And she, you know, like my daughter, Catherine, she can grab a calf by its horns, whip that sucker down, put the rope around there, and brand it fast. She likes doing that. Okay? But then I have my daughter, Elizabeth, and she's just like, I just want to draw pictures for people and mail them to them and tell them how much I love them and read books about happy things. All right? So that's Rosemary for Bone. She just loves you. I love you. And then there's Catherine, Rosemary Cineal. What y'all doing? Let's go down and let's bulldog those calves and let's just wrap them up and then we can smell the hair while it's a burning. And she did marry a cattleman, which is a good thing because it could have been real scary otherwise. All right, and then we have clones. And we have a very special oil in longevity, and that is, and I want someone to, let's see, would you put this up there, Margaret Scheller? You can't? Okay. Well, we're going to let this wonderful lady here do it for you with that fabulous medicine wheel.
4 foot 10 and a half.
You can just put it at 4 foot 10 and a half. Because she looks like she's sitting on the right side of the room. You guys see that tattoo? She is the chemo type over here. She should just meet my daughter. Let's just wrangle those doggies, right? Let's give it up for her. And she's wearing her Women for Longevity. Give it up for Women of Longevity. Okay, back to clones. So we all hear about clones right in the news, like those cloned sheep they're doing. I don't know, I just think it's sort of weird. Why do we need to clone a sheep? Is there not enough sheep in the world? You know, farmer language for sheep, we call them field maggots. And sorry, that's what they call them. Because they're little like white things all over the mountainside, you know, just eating everything. So think about that when you think. So, okay, so clones are a plant that they took a cutting from another plant and planted it so that every single one would be exactly the same. I think that's sort of scary for people to clone people. I don't think we should do that. Can you imagine like in a room entirely filled with just Leanne's? That would be scary. Or we could clone Brenda and Leanne both, and you guys would all run screaming for your lives. All right. So, our lavender Malay. And I used to say Millet till I met someone from France, and they were like, no, Leanne, it is Malay. Ready? Let's say that. Malay. Doesn't that sound better than Millet? Yeah. All right. So, our lavender is a cloned lavender, and clones, that keeps your fragrance consistent every single time. And the other thing a clone does is we sort of like controls because you can't reproduce the way you normally do. Now, one thing unusual about lavender Malay, though, almost every single cloned plant out there has to be propagated by a cutting, except for lavender Malay. And they have created that where it can now be grown from seed, and the seeds will produce the same kind of plant every single time. And so that is something very unusual about clones, and especially our oil in particular. Now, a hybrid is... And I'm going to put clones up here just so we can remember. And then, so that you don't forget, I have a degree in art, too. Oh, it needs ears. There, is that better? Here, and it has its little hooves. Okay, so now you can remember about clones and... Of course, let's put down lavender here so we don't forget what our, and then we'll just put a big old M. Oh, look, it sort of looks like an M maybe. No, it looks like a W. Never mind. I was all excited. Never mind. But it could be eating some lavender because when it's out with the other sheep and it has a little fluffing problem, it wants it to smell good. All right. I don't know. They just come to me. Okay, so a hybrid is like a mule, all right? So a mule is a cross between a horse and a donkey. And they can't have babies. So that is funny, isn't it? A horse and, okay. So they cannot have babies. But, and then hybrids are another one that they can only reproduce it by doing cuttings, similar to the clones. But a hybrid is sort of like, trying to think of a plant I could tell you about, a hybrid. Hybrids are like when you have all, they make one kind of tomato, and then they're like, and then they have another kind of tomato, and they want to slice them together and make a new tomato. So like when you guys grow gardens, because all of you guys do, even in a pot, right? Say I. I am going to grow a tomato in a pot. Say I. All right. So that's when they combine two different plants, but they cannot reproduce. They have to, you have to constantly take a cutting and grow a new one each time. And so that's the biggest thing, is that they can't reproduce. And so mules have big ears, right? What is that? Mr. Ed? No, he was a horse. What's the mule that was in the army with Daddy K?
Francis!
So this is Francis. I don't know, it looks like a reindeer right now. Okay, you that are so happy. What is your name? Yes! Brenda, will you put this up, please? And just so that these people don't feel slighted, will you go over there and put it on that wall so they don't feel like we love this side more than them? Okay, so variety. Variety is, this is the exact same plant in every way except for one thing. And that usually is the color of the flower, if it has a flower. And our oil that is a specific variety is neroli. And so when you see a plant that has the VAR, and I'll make it big so you can see, VAR in between its name, so you have like the name. And I don't have Neroli's Latin name memorized. I had to know all of these for my four-hour exam. And let me tell you, once you memorize all the Latin names and you're done with that four-hour exam, you're like, oh, thank you. I don't want to ever do that again. So my brain goes blank. I have an emotional block about Latin names sometimes. All right, so for Neroli, it is Arianthum. And most Latin names are named after the person, many times that discovered them. And then the second part of the name, like we have a first name, and our first name here is Citrus. Citrus Arianthum, and then we have our variety, and then Amara. And most Latin names, we have sort of like a first name and a last name, and except for we do last name first name last with them. And part of their name will usually, like Arianthum or Citrus, it will describe, and then lots of times also it's named after a person who discovered that plant. All right, now there is like lots of plant families, but we are not going to go over all of those plant families. I do want you guys now, though, to pull out your little single oil packets. Because I want you guys to learn how to use those sheets with what I just taught you guys so far. All right, so you notice on your single oil sheets, I want you to turn it over, turn your paper over. So you have the title of an oil. No, there's no difference. If you have your books with you, you can just turn to your single oil pages. But in case some people did not have their books with them, or if writing your book will give you a twitch, then we provided those papers for you. Because I know you're out there. Yes, those are clones, except for they can reproduce, right? Exactly the same. They can be reproduced exactly the same. They're not hybrids, though, because they're not different, right? So they would be clones. Yes, your papers would be a clone of your book. You're getting it. So my book is more like, I don't know what you'd call my book, but it has ice cream cones from grandchildren smushed on here, I noticed the other day, and it's sort of sticky right here. So mine is probably more like a chemotype because all of your good books are exactly the same except for my book, it's loved by my 16 grandchildren. And sometimes, so yeah, it's getting scary. But it's tough, right? And then there's those of you guys who have like your perfect, and mine has dog-eared and stuff like that. I know some of you, yes, I bend over those little corners on the top of the pages just so that I can annoy you. All right, so go to, let's just pick an oil. I'm going to pick ginger, just boom, out of the blue, ginger. Page 99, but I want you to look. So look where it says technical data. Okay? So technical data. That looks like the most boringest part of the page, right? Because the other parts of the book say, oh, it's good for this and it's good for that and you can make a bath and you can do all this kind of stuff. And then I'm just going to ignore that box that Leanne put there. Because that's just like for all those scientific-y kind of people. Page 199, right around there. Technical data is on page 100 if you have your book. And on your single oil pages, it should be right around there because they're slightly different. Because
no, it's the same.
Okay. Do you guys like it how your book lays open flat so you can see both sides?
Yeah.
We actually had to print that part of the book twice because the printers did it wrong the first time. So it was just like crazy. All right, that's why you guys took a little while to get your books. I'm sorry because I like insisted that they be flat like that so that you didn't have to flip the page over like on the single oil pages that you guys have right now.
Thank you.
The single pages you got right now are the ones they printed wrong. All right, technical data. So the first thing you have is the Latin name, which is Zingiber officinale. So you'll find that a lot of plants have officinale. That means it's the official one. I don't know why there are so many official oils and plants, but there's a lot of official ones. And then we have where it's grown. Now, several plants, they grow all over different parts of the world, and they still are indigenous to that specific country. And one of the things that I love about longevity is I say that the world is our grocery store. The world is our grocery store. And yes, Leanne does have a dream of us someday growing, as long as it's in where that plant is normally supposed to grow, of maybe growing some of our own oils and having it all awesome so you guys can all come and watch it get distilled and everything. And I have like this fantasy of all of you guys wearing matching t-shirts, you know, this and everything, and say, yeah, we distill. And and somebody thought that we distilled booze at Youngevity, because when we had the distiller, we don't do that. My great-grandpa in Oklahoma used to do that, but we don't do that. All right, so we have all these different countries. But because what happens if we have a crop failure in one country? What are we going to do? We're going to, if they don't have what we want at Walmart, we're going to go over here to Albertsons, right? Right? All right. So, the next one is the aroma. And so we have spicy, sweet, warm, and radiant. And I think that's important to know too. Because some people like different kinds of smells, right? Some people, they post on Facebook, I think my ginger is bad. I don't like the way it smells. And it's just because it smells different than what they like. Maybe they are more attracted. I love spicy stuff. You know, sweets and all that kind of stuff, that does not tempt me. But if I had what my husband calls a sin of choice, it is chips and dip. I'm sorry. It is not a candy bar. And we have another chips and dip gal back there. And so I love the spicy essential oils. The flowery ones, and you know, we have some flowery ones that are supposed to be aphrodisiacs. Well, when my man puts that on, I'm like, woo, open the window. What the heck are you wearing? He's like, well, that didn't work out too good, did it? And then we talk about the producing organ. So on this one, it is the root. Now we're going to talk about here in just a minute about the plant part that the oil comes from. This to me is one of the easiest and simplest ways to think about what I can do with my oils, is where does it come from? So when you think about roots, right, we think about the whole grounding thing again, right? And roots also, what do they do for a tree or a plant? They stabilize it, right? They nourish it. They suck up the nutrients. So I want you guys, when you look at the plant part, I want you to visualize what that plant part does out in the world, because that is what it will do for your body. I want you to think about a carrot. Slice it in half and look at the end. What does it look like? It looks like an eye. And they've proven that nutrients inside of a carrot are good for your eye. Take a tomato and slice it. It has four chambers, just like a heart. A walnut has a hard shell. You open it up and you can see the brain. It even has the dividing septum. So I want your brain, I want you to start going out of, yes, we learn chemistry and that's all great and good, but if you can't remember at aldehyde, you can think about what is that plant like and what does it do, what does that plant part do? Flowers, think about flowers. Flowers attract, right? They attract. And so I want you guys, that's really important. And then this plant is steam distilled. And we're going to have a special guest speaker about that in just a few minutes. What time is it? Okay. Woo, I got to hurry up. All right. And then we have the note. And notes are, this was actually, the whole note system was designed by a man who is a perfumer. And he also was a musician. And this was like 100 years ago or more. And he wanted to figure out a way how to create the most perfect perfumes for women. And so he assigned every single scent a note on the keyboard of like a grand piano. Every single one. And that's how he created his amazing perfumes. Now, over the years, we have just divided them up into like high notes, middle notes. Sometimes they're called top notes or high notes. Then we have middle notes. Then we have bass notes or low notes. And that gives us an idea so that when we are mixing and creating our own blends, we want to try to have one of each of those. And then you almost have a perfect guarantee that your blend will smell good. And a lot of people are some very serious aromatherapists, the scientific-y ones. They don't use the note thing. Like my husband, he does not blend by note purposely. Like he doesn't pre-think that out. Oh, I'm going to do a high note, middle note. But I like to do that, especially for like beginners, because then you just have this guarantee that it's going to smell good. Are you going to be able to convince someone to use an oil if it just like reeks and they just can't stand the smell of it? And so, because they consider that fluffy, you're a real scientific-y kind of aromatherapist. They're like, well, that is the kind of aromatherapy for perfumers. But I think it could smell good and make you feel good both. And so I like to know that. And then we have the chemical families. And so you guys don't have to remember what they're all good for. We put that in the box for you. Because nothing is more annoying to me than to have big, giant, long words in a book, and then you have to constantly flip to the glossary, and after a while, you're just like, I just don't care what that word means. So I didn't want you guys to have to do that, because I just knew about half of you were like me, and you were not going to flip to the back anyways. Maybe the first word you might, but after that. And then there's people like my daughter and my husband who not only do they look in the back of the glossary, but then they must get the dictionary out that they have several different versions on their desk. And they must pull all those out. And then they must Google the word and read about five different articles about it. And so they only get through like two sentences of the book. I'm like, really? So I didn't want any of you guys doing that. So I just put the definitions all in there for you. And you'll notice that on ginger, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5 chemical families. How is that possible? How can it be in 5 different chemical families? Well, guess what? I am a king by marriage. I am a bacon because I was adopted by the Bacons. I am a Davies by biological parents. So, and then my mother-in-law, she got married again, and her last name is John now. My mom got married again, and so her last name is Quintero. So holy smokes, I am in like how many families? And I'm just one Leanne. So some of those plants, their families just divorce and remarry and all that, and they're just in a lot of families. And that's okay, because that's just more love, right? All right. And then we have the botanical family. Now, some botanical families have multiple oils in them, and some only have a few, or sometimes even just one. All right, my time is almost up, so I have to cover this one last part, though, because it's just going to make me sad if I don't. And so we are going to talk about page 32, and I am going to go over, I'm going to take 10 minutes or 5 minutes out of your guys' lunch break, but you guys were told that you're going to work during lunch anyways, right? So it's okay. But everybody stand up and tell your bum it's okay. Okay, I'm going to give you a bathroom break in 10 minutes, and then we're going to bring Ricky on. Okay, let's sit down. I just want to really cover this one part because it's really important to me that we cover it. So there are seven main parts that plants, that essential oils come from the plant. And I just really wanted to cover this really quick. And that is, we have the seed. And what is seeds good for? They absorb, right? When they first plant, they have to absorb things. All right, and then we have, they digest the nutrients, okay? And that they have usually an outer shell that protects. And it is the new beginning of the plant. And it's the plant's creative force. And it is part of its reproductive part. And it's also developing. So when you think about seed oils, we have, for seed oils, we have carrot seed, coriander, dill seed, and fennel. We think about those help us with our digestion, a lot of those oils, right? And they help us absorb the nutrients. And they also, carrot seed is very protecting to your skin. So seed oils have little skin coats on them, right? And then they're also good for your reproductive organs. And they're also good for the creative part of your brain. And so seed oils are good for you if you have problems conceiving, or if you need to develop positive attitudes, or you have digestive issues or nutrient absorptions, you want to birth new ideas or promoting new growth in your life or in your work, and to help you realize your potential. Because a seed, what did Christ say about a mustard seed? Right? The potential of that. That's what, when you guys use, if you want to really help realize your potential, I want you to think about seed oils. If you're beating yourself up and I'm no good and I'm this or that, and what do seeds do sometimes? Animals eat them, they go through their digestive system, and they come out with crap. And someone said, you can't say crap in your book, Leanne. And I'm like, yes, I can. Because sometimes life is crappy, is it not? It just is. All of you that had to wait out in line back there, you should have all been smelling your seed oils. All right? Sherilyn, smile. There, thank you. Okay, so now we're going to talk about, so if you feel like you're going through the digestive system of an animal, then try some seed oils, okay? So, root oils. We have ginger, turmeric, and vetiver. And I know we don't have turmeric yet, but I don't know. Maybe this book also is prophetic in some ways. So I just put little tiny words in there to see if I could convince Michelle, you know, it's already in the book, Michelle. It's in the book. All right. So let's think about roots. Roots, as with seeds, they absorb nutrients from the soil. The roots also produce hormones. Okay? They also produce hormones. And they anchor the plant, even huge, mighty trees, like oak trees. Think about that. The roots of an oak tree. How strong are those roots? And alfalfa, for those of you who don't know, alfalfa has roots that go down 60 or more feet. And that root absorbs all this nutrition from that deep down into the soil. And that's why when they ruin perfectly good farms and put subdivisions on them, that people still have alfalfa sometimes coming up and growing in their yard, and they think it's a weed, so they have to go around with Roundup and spray it. But then it was from Monsanto, the alfalfa anyways, and so it's Roundup Ready alfalfa, so it doesn't get rid of it even then. So that's what they get for putting cement on perfectly good farm ground. All right. Now, they provide stability. They give you a strong foundation. And before winter comes, the plant will put all of its nutrition and store it in the root. So those oils do have a lot of nutrition packed in them. Because, and then, so I want you to think about this. with your oils. That if you're looking for to strengthen and nourish your nervous system, think about all the little tiny rootlets that go out. Think of that sort of like as your nervous system. And then if you have frazzled nerves or anxiety, irritability, panic attacks, that's why vetiver is an earth scent. Earth scent is like fantastic for panic attacks and all of that. And they also help you be grounded within and have inner strength to trust your own decisions, to increase self-awareness and introspection. So sort of like you're drawing in for the winter. Think about that, okay? So if you need to draw in and really look inside yourself for the answers, try some of these oils. And they also will warm you up both physically and emotionally. They'll increase your stamina. And they also, and man, I need to use a lot of these oils because they help you to, if you tend to be disorganized or flighty or scattered. So just like lather me up, baby. No, we're only going to do one drop, right? All right. Okay, leaf oils. And I know I'm going a little bit over, but it'll be all right. I don't know why I needed right oil, but leaves. So leaves and needles and grasses all fall in this category. And the list is way too long to read them all. But I want you to think about those needles, like especially on pine trees, they're like sticking up and the leaves are all scattered and flowing in the wind. And leaves are the respiratory system of the plants. They breathe in and they breathe out. So what do you think those oils are good for you? Your breathing, your lungs, especially your pine oils and all of those. And they also help with transformation. Because, right, we have those leaves and they're so green and beautiful and then they change colors and so they transform. And they also help with energy. So I want you to think about lung or respiratory issues. They also, many times, the leaves of the plants have a specific kind of odor that are insect repelling. They also, it's good for immune support, lack of confidence. Because we want to be light. We don't want to be feeling weighed down all the time, right? So think about, if you need to feel lighter in your life, think about leaf oils. And a tree, think about a huge, mighty tree. Think about the redwood trees. And they're way up there, and they can see from all around. So they can help you see the big picture. I want you to, if you need to see the big picture in your life, use some leaf oils, okay? And if you are feeling paranoid, you have hostility, scorn, cynicism, or resentment, lighten up with a leaf oil. All right, next is wood oils. And we have birch, cedarwood, cinnamon, and sandalwood. What do woods do? They transport nutrients through the branches, right? And they provide strength and support to hold all those leaves. And I am getting all kinds of signs back there. Quit talking, Leanne, but I want to finish this really quick. You have good posture. They help you with your posture. Think about the straightness of the trunk of a tree. Think about your limbs. Birch is good for?
Bones.
Okay, you got to say that louder. Birch is good for?
Bones.
All right, so think about your limbs of your body. If you're feeling weak and you need to feel strength, think about wood oils. All right, now we're going to do resin oils. Resin oils come from when a plant or tree specifically gets a branch breaks off or something. Think about pine oils or other, think about maple syrup, and that sap comes out. That sap holds a lot of nutrition, and on a pine tree, if a plant breaks off and that comes out, it seals up the wound. So I want you to think about how those sap oils help protect your skin. They help with scars, healing scars and wounds. Think about frankincense oil. Frankincense oil comes from a resin, from a tree. Think about how that heals you both emotionally, but it also is very healing to your skin. All right, we're almost done. Two more. And then we're going to go potty for only 10 minutes, and then we're going to bring, yes, 10 minutes to go potty. All right. Okay, we got fruit oils and peeling oils. When we eat fruit, we say, wow, I have a really juicy this, right? Like you bite into a peach and it just like drips down your chin if it's a good one off the tree. If it's those hard green ones, they don't do that, do they? They're just nasty, aren't they? All right. And then I want you to think about the peeling off of an orange or a lemon. And I want you to think about your peeling, your skin. And when you're thinking about fruit oils, we also have juniper berry is a fruit. All of these oils, I want you to think about water. So because you guys are going to get a bathroom break, you could think about your urinary tract system and your bladder and your kidneys and water retention, too much water retention. And so your fruit oils are good for anything. Think of just something watery. They're also very juicy. So if you want to like get some really good juicy thoughts, so lemon oil is really good for your left side of your brain, and the orange oil is good for the right side of your brain. So when you're doing your taxes, sometimes you have to use both sides, right? And you hope that the IRS is okay with your creativity. Yes, that Snickers bar is a tax write-off because I snuck it into Leanne's event. So technically, it is a business write-off because I had to eat it during the event. So I want you to think about your circulation system. And I want you also to think about that inside of the fruit are those seeds. And it nourishes and protects those seeds. And that it's very, that it is a loving thing. It's protective. And also, just like the leaves, that they are sort of hanging there almost in midair. Sometimes it just looks like those peaches and those apples are just hanging by threads all over the trees. And so if you are feeling penned in and you want to break out, then I want you to think about those fruit oils, okay? Now, the last one is flower oils, and we're going to have to put it over here. And we talked about how flower oils attract, right? So what do flowers do? They attract things, and they are soft. Think about a rose petal. So do you think that's good for your skin? I want all of you guys to feel the cover of your book. Just feel that cover. Just close your eyes. That feels just like a rose petal. I picked this cover out specially and had them put this special coating on there because I wanted you guys to think about the plants. And see, then you have like vines right here. Isn't that cool? So anyways, I just had to point that out. Feels like a flower petal. And these oils are very good for your skin and for new growth and to accept things coming your way. And they're also good if you're feeling exhausted, hopelessness, or resentment. All right, so we are going to go potty right now. Soon as we sing, we have to sing our bottle song before we go potty. So everybody stand up, and then you can go potty. Okay, who knows what page in the book it is? 330. If you do not know the words, you guys can't escape yet, those of you who are leaving, so you can get to the toilet first. That is like breaking the rules. Lack of respect. Okay, this is how the song goes. It goes like this. If you guys know it, sing with me. Grab the bottle, grab the bottle, grab the bottle real quick. Take the lid off, take the lid off, take the lid off and take a sniff. Just a little drop and your symptoms won't show. Just a little drop and put it on your big toe. Okay, one more time and I want to be able to hear you. Ready and grab the bottle, grab the bottle, grab the bottle real quick. Take the lid off, take the lid off, take the lid off and take a sniff. Just a little drop, and your symptoms won't show. Just a little drop, and put it on your big toe. Thank you. Give yourself a hand. Tell your neighbor I'm going to get to the bathroom before you.
Okay, would everybody please come in? Tell the people out in the hall that they need to come in, please. Thank you. Okay. Please make sure you have your little bag. Sit down as quick as you can. Your bum should be happy now. After everyone sits down, then we will have you raise your hand if you did not get a little bag. And please make sure that you only one per person. Because what is in here is worth its weight in gold, pretty much literally. So, please make sure you only take one per person, because a large percentage of your $50 is in your little bag here. So, please only take one per person. Okay, so, I want you to turn. We need to have someone hang this up for me. Sir, will you do that for me? Are you, ma'am? Okay, so real quick, I want you to turn to your neighbor, and I want you to start with these papers over here, and then go over to these, and we're going to give you guys 3 minutes. How many minutes?
Three.
And I want you to make sure that you have a partner. Everybody make sure you're sitting next to someone who you're going to talk to. Okay, so I need a timer person, one of my children, husband, somebody, because I want to do, Tricia, can you time 3 minutes? Thank you. Okay, so if you're going to be the teacher of your team, raise your hand. Wow, we only have a couple of people who are going to teach. The rest of you are just going to fail, right? Okay, so I want you to go through each one of these papers for 3 minutes, and the first person who's the teacher, I want you to teach them and tell them what you know about each of those papers. And the student can help them if they can't remember anything about it. Okay, so ready, Tricia? Ready, set, go, teach. You have 1 minute. Don't lollygag on one paper. Move around to the other ones. Over there, you have 1 minute. Stop, stop, stop. High five your neighbor and say, thank you for teaching me so much. Woohoo! All right. Thank you guys for coming back. Give yourself a hand for going potty. All right.
This copyrighted presentation has been brought to you by Riverwalk Media.